Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
we go by. Yeah.
Yeah. Arise, shine, for the light has come. The glory of Yah has risen on his sons and his daughters. The darkness is uncovered. Pull sheets up of our lovers. We're perverted till we burn. So now it's time to return back to Yah, our city, your refuge. The fountains of living waters. The showers we with righteousness restores my order. And turns the song to a king. A song for my soul to sing. That brought me down very low. My garments white like the wings. Shaddaiah, praise be the Most High. That brought me out of insanity, crushed the towers of vanity, and made man to me. I'm now asking for a key, no longer my refuge. I'm now Yah's planet.
We don't march to the city of God. We don't march to the city of God. We don't dance, we don't sleep. We don't march to the city of God. We don't march to the city of God. We don't dance, we don't sleep, we don't run to the city, run to the city.
Measure waters came to your ankle. The message did repeat. Water came right to your knee. Before you further joke, groins, waters came to your loins. A thousand measures and the last, a river you could not pass. Everything that touched the waters was healed. Plenty of your fish left to swim. Was meat from the trees, nourished the bodies from leaves. The vision I seen was more than a dream. Waters flow on top of sanctuary. My heart had joy and merit. I'm renovating my soul until we make it home. Foolishness is forever gone. Your spirit resting on my bones. Since you with me, let's hurt that stuff really quickly. Make up those spots with this 50 soul. We come.
We don't march to the city of God. We don't march to the city of God. We don't dance. We don't sleep. We don't run. We don't march to the city of God. We don't march to the city of God. We don't dance. We don't sleep. We don't run.
The Most High for getting me out, for blessing me with understanding what you talking about. My sins are too many. I thought another God could save. To you will woke me from a slumber, pull me right from my grave. And now that I'm saved, I'm blessed to know what understand truth. That no blessing, no curse is coming, least is coming to you. I sing praises to my God. My very last breath, and use your laws as the ladder if I ever misstep. Let's praise the Most High, Yah, pagan's holy name. Regard, we have come a long way, yet we got so far before we reign for our King. All of this ain't seen till we deserve the right to stand with healing, suffering, and when
we
go.
We don't march to the city of God. We don't march to the city of God. We don't dance. We don't sing. We don't run to the city. Run to the city. We don't fight to the city of God. We don't march to the city of God. We don't dance. We don't sing. We don't run to the city. Run to the city of God.
I'm on the go home. Wicked, I won't get down. Wicked, I won't get down now. I'm on the go home. Wicked, I won't get down now. I'm on the go home. Wicked, I won't get down now. I'm on the go. Yeah, I wanna go home. I wanna go home.
Hallelujah. 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 Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous. Yah is holy. And let Yahweh be magnified. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Welcome to another beautiful broadcast of Nothing But the Truth. I am Moray Isha Yisrael from the house of Israel, located at 1907 Vine Street, here to bring you nothing but the truth. And we'd like to say shalom to everyone that is tuned in our internet audience, for we know that the only reason you have tuned in to our program is because of your great love and your great fear toward the mighty Yah. And who is this Yah? Yahweh is the creator of the heavens, the earth, the sea, and all that therein is. Yahweh is the Elohim of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yahweh is the only judge, the only lawgiver, the only king, the only redeemer, and the only savior of Israel and the world. And Yahweh is the one that has raised us up to bring you his words of truth. And that's what we will do. Well, we're here another night from the sanctuary of Yahweh to bring forth the word of Yahweh, because that is what Yahweh has ordained us to do here. And that's what Yahweh has appointed for to be done from his sanctuary. And today we're going to teach about the congregation. You've been part of organizations, and they might have called themselves the church. They might have called themselves the Knesset, the synagogue, the sanctuary, the mosque, or whatever variant of name they were called. And you all have believed it to be a holy place, place of worship, place that is where you go to serve your deity. Yet what does Yahweh say about the congregation? Many churches say all the saints of the congregation. Who is the congregation? What is the congregation? The holy place. Many times you'll hear in the Hebrew sections of the world, especially the lost minds of the children of Israel, you'll hear many brothers and sisters say, "I'm not with a camp." Or, "What camp are you with?" Or, "Whose camp or camp teachings? This camp or that camp?" Some people say, "That's why I'm not down with any camp." What are you down with? What are these words that we're using? What does Yahweh say about these things? First off, let me show you why you have so much utter confusion among the children of Israel, especially as to where they worship or what they hail from or what they might say they deal with. Some people say, "I don't belong to no church," or "I don't belong to no congregation," or "I don't belong to no camp." Because, you know, people in the church, or people in the camp, or people in the congregation, or people in the sanctuary, as if there's something wrong with this thing here. As if you identify with the congregation, camp, church, sanctuary, Knesset, mosque, synagogue, whatever you call it, that there's something wrong. You're brainwashed. You're following some leader and they don't want to listen to the men or women that's leading the various places of worship because they think that they're brainwashing you. Some people decide that they don't follow these and are not part of these certain groups because they think that they know more. And now social media has allowed there to be virtual churches and sanctuaries and synagogues and this, that, and the third. And everyone who decides to create a video or some kind of podcast, all of a sudden is the authority on the word of life. Well, let me show you what your people, my people, our people did, even in our own land. If you go to the book of Judges, the 17th chapter, we'll start reading in the first verse. And it says, "And there was a man of Mount Ephraim, whose name was Micah. And he said unto his mother, the 1,100 shekels of silver that were taken from you, about which thou cursedest and speakest of also in my ears, behold, silver is with me. I took it." And his mother said, "Blessed be thou of Yahweh, my son." And when he had restored the 1,100 shekels of silver to his mother said, "I had wholly dedicated this silver unto Yahweh from my hand for my son, to make a graven image and a molten image. Now therefore I will restore it unto thee." Does this even sound sensible? Why is the Israelites talking about they dedicated something to make a graven image to Yahweh? Because you're going to see why. Verse 4. "Yet he restored the money unto his mother. And his mother took 200 shekels of silver and gave them to the founder, who made thereof a graven image and a molten image. And they were in the house of Micah. And the man, Micah, had a house of deities," or a house of Elohim, a house of gods, a house of idols, "and made an ephod and a teraphim, and consecrated one of his sons, who became his priest." Where'd they do that at? "In those days, there was no king in Israel, but every man did that which was right in his own eyes." Yeah, this is what our people did when they didn't even have a king and they was in their own land. What furthermore do you think our people are doing in a land that's not theirs, where they've been indoctrinated and assimilated into Babylon? Now you don't even need a teraphim. You don't need an ephod. You don't even need these things. You don't even need a priest. Micah, he made his son a priest. Now the people, they just get themselves a little video camera, video phone. And now all of a sudden you have the house of Micah, all little houses of Micah.